Ba'amad Yet the Rishonim debated at length what exactly were the various Nisyonos, even more specifically, what was the last, perhaps the ultimate Nisyona. But no doubt what would come to mind was, of course, Akedas Yitzchak. If Avraham Avinu was able to succeed in that test, so why would it be necessary to have any other Nisyon? If you look, however, in the Rashba, there in that Mishnah, he quotes significant marmatomas, Rabbi Yonah, the Midrash Tilden, the Midrash Rabbah, that tells us that Akedas Yitzchak was the ninth, the ten ultimate Nisayon, and the very beginning of Parshas Chayisara was the last of Nisyonos. Avraham Avinu was already promised that the Zarfan Asati es Ha'aretz Hazos. After all, Yerushalmi writes in the Seches Chala, Lazarcha etain ink sivkam, but Lazarcha nasati, in the past, kvar nasati, it's already yours. And all of a sudden now, simply to secure a hefam flur for Sarayenu, that which was already rightfully his, that took enormous effort, and that was any sign. One of them could understand, certainly it was inconvenient, maybe to an extent it was somewhat frustrating, that you have to borrow, you have to broker, you have to enter into a deal to secure that which is yours, but doesn't that pale compared to the Nisayon of Akedas Yitzchak? Seemingly there was something about that challenge that was necessary even after the experience of Akedah. When you look in the Ein Yaakov, the Hakdama Sarkosei, there Ein Yaakov quotes a Midrash that questions what exactly is the Klal Gadol B'Torah. And the Medrash puts forth three different possibilities. The first, of course, is Shema Yisrael, that's the Shita Ben Zoma, Kabbalah Salta Meshavani. That, of course, is considered to be a Klal Gadol B'Torah. The next, the Medrash suggests, is V'Ahavta L'Recha Kamotcha, those elements of Ben Adam L'Chaveru, that constitutes a Klal Gadol. And then the third day in Medrash is the Shita of Shimon Ben Pazi, the carbon tongue. That is Kli Kagod of the Torah. And the Girsa of the Medrash, according to the Yaakov, is Bahalofa Kamosa. And we pass them like Shimid and Baz. The Kagod of the Torah is not the Kabbalah Samachilre Echamofa, but rather the details of the carbon tongue. Where the Gemara describes the interaction between Rabbi Chanina ben Chadya and Rabbi Yosef ben Kisma. Rabbi Chanina ben Chadya, the Gemara describes Matu Kihilos Gedolos Barabin and Shas Hashma. He was one of the Asaru Gemalkos that was put to death because of his Mesilas Nefesh. And he asks Rabbi Yosef ben Kisma that Ma Ani L'Chayei Olam Haba. That what exactly is my chayim? What is my destiny? And somewhat surprising, Rabbi Yosef ben Kisma was aware of the heroics of Rabbi Chanina ben Chadya, and he asked him, "Kumay Sabaliyot, tell me about something that happened to you that would indicate who you are." And Rabbi Chanina ben Chadya responds very simply that not Mako Kilos Gadolos Barabim, but you know what? There was a time that I had most Purim, and my personal Purim money all of a sudden became intermingled with money of tzedakah, and unasantam la'aniyam, and I gave it all for the purpose of tzedakah. Something that sounds to be, relatively speaking, trivial or trite compared to makil kilos gadolos forever. Something that seemed, on the balance of things, to be less significant, certainly less profound. And Rabbi Yosef Chanina told us that that was the case. He responded, if that's true, Chelki of Chelki, Baruch Yagorali, that, you know, if only my share would be your share. And I'll raise the same question for the Sukh of Elazar and Daf Yilches, that if you're Matel Kilos Gadolos Barabim, why is there any need for a further test? And how was that demonstrated by Mos Purim and Mos Tzedakah? And perhaps the exact lesson of Shimon ben Pazi is exactly this point, that, you know, sometimes in life a person has to make a heroic decision. A person is in a situation which seems to be, you know, unattainable. And you know what? Your adrenaline is flowing, you rise to the occasion, and a person is able to overcome, a person is able to persevere, and no doubt, That's a sign of absolute greatness. But the cloud of the Torah are not those windows of time, unusual moments of heroics. The cloud of the Torah is the Karbatan. It's the day-to-day Avodah Hashem. That is the cloud of the Torah. It's not that, you know, if I was faced with a dire situation or a heroic opportunity, what I'm able to rise to that in a once-in-a-lifetime occasion. Sometimes people are capable of that. But the real measure, the real bar, is the day-to-day, the carbon every day, the carbon every afternoon. How is it that those mitzvahs are fulfilled? How is it that the mitzvah of Sefer Torah, tefillah, opportunities for gemilas chasadim, on a day-to-day basis? Not just simply that ever in your life did you do something with heroism that somehow could stand out. This should not stand out. This should be consistent with the absolute Avodas Hashem. And that's what Rabbi Yosef Bar Kiskei asked Rabbi Chanina ben Tzora. I understand, b'shas Hashma, this is how you responded. It's heroics. But what about the day-to-day? What about that which seems to fail, seems to be, relatively speaking, trivial or trite? What happens when most stuff becomes mixed together with others? The same passion, the same enthusiasm, the same commitment for, and that, no doubt, was true of Avraham Avinu as well. It wasn't only the time of the Akedah. That wasn't exceptional. That was consistent with every Nisayon that Avraham Avinu was able to endure. And therefore, that was the ultimate Nisayon, the consistency of L'shem Shamayim that was indicated in the day-to-day. That, I think, is the embedded Kiddush. That's Sugya. And when Azara and Daf Yilches, clearly, that Medrash and the Hakdamas HaKosev and Yaakov, and perhaps that's why, yes, it was necessary to have an additional Yisayam, that shed light, that was an indicator of the greatness of the Kiddus Yisrael. It wasn't rising to the moment, but rather it was simply the consistent, the day-to-day sense of Avodas Hashem. When you look in the Rambam and Mardabuchim, Chedek Gimel, Perek Chaf Dalet, I mentioned this not long ago. The Rambam writes, why does the Torah have to record all of this? Why is it so important to have these examples of Nisayon? The Rambam is explicit. It's not, of course, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to know. You know, maybe a teacher would give a test in order to see how well the Talmidim are, but a good teacher doesn't need to test. HaKadosh Baruch Hu certainly doesn't need to test. And the Rambam writes, it wasn't even in order that Avraham Avinu could attain schar, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have given Avraham Avinu the same schar, knowing that, had he been tested, he would have soared and succeeded in passing each and every test. The Rambam writes, the reason all these nisyonos occurred and are recorded is to serve as an inspirational model for us. If the Torah didn't record these nisyonos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of course, knew, and Avraham Avinu would have received reward, but we would have been deprived of the model of that Mesiras Nefesh of Avraham Avinu. Mesiras Nefesh not only in times of heroism, but Mesiras Nefesh in the consistent daily basis of Avodas Hashem. And that's something which is so critical to our Avodah. It's all about the day-to-day routine, the commitment for Esek Batorah each moment of every day. The commitment to the Islavos of Tefillah and Gemilas Chasadim every moment of each day. Not just simply about a unique cause that a person could really embrace. I assume that many of you at least listened or heard of the Hespedim yesterday for Donald Feinstein, Zechar Tzadik Livracha. Those who knew him, I didn't have a close relationship, but not long ago we were together and we were discussing certain details of the halacha and hashkafa. Well, one thing became very clear, that the greatness that one could see in terms of the Esek HaTorah was perfectly consistent with greatness in midos, in anava, in acts of chesed, in an incredibly unassuming way. That simply when you would have a discussion, you know, you would have to remind yourself that you're sitting in the presence of an absolute God simply because of his demeanor, his warmth, that closeness. And that's something that we have to try to emulate. That consistency of the day-to-day aspects of Avodas Hashem, the day-to-day shiur, the day-to-day avodah, the daily routine. You know, when you think about the pashtus of life on the Lower East Side, and you recognize Rav Moshe Zecher Tzadik Livracha and Rav David Zecher Tzadik Livracha as the manhikim of that kehila, it's not at all surprising that those eternal values are not worn on their sleeves in a public way, but something that fits in the or manifest in what the community represents and what they're able to glean from having Gedolei Olam as their manhikim. For us in the yeshiva, it's always important. For us, the misa of a gadol yisrael v'tzadik is an absolute nisayon for us, a nisayon that has to be embraced with a sense of emuna, mitachon, further hishtaglus, but hishtaglus in terms of the day-to-day. That's true heroism. How it is that Avraham Avinu interacts with Ephraim Achiti. That is absolutely heroic. There's no reason Avraham Avinu would have thought that this would have been recorded in the Torah session, but you do it simply because it's the appropriate thing to do as being an Eved Hashem through and through, consistent with all the windows of heroism. For us, even in these difficult times, it's a time to rededicate yourself to a sense of absolute asmat atzuma, to rededicate yourself to the sugyas that you're learning, to the midas ha-chesed, to the avoda of tefillah, because ultimately that is the klal gadol ha-chor. Yipaskin like Shimon Pazi, halacha kamosa, esakeves atot etzer ha-boker, esakeves ha-sheni, tasev ha-ra.